Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Carnival worker stopped me from winning $50, so I broke his cork gun. Around 15 years ago, I went to our county fair. Usually, I just eat all the junk food. However, I saw a game that used the cork gun where you shoot little wooden targets off of a rail and win whatever prize is strapped to the target. I was pretty excited to try it because my grandpa taught me how to hold and shoot a BB gun, and anytime we visited, I would just shoot his BB gun all day because I didn't have a TV or games or anything, so that was the only fun thing to kill time. In the game, you got unlimited shots for $2 until you knocked down a target. I paid for one game, shot down a plastic kazoo, and as I was about to turn to leave, I noticed a target with a $50 bill on it. I asked the worker if that was a real bill, and he said it was. During my first game, I noticed the sight on the gun was off by one target to the right, so if I aim for a target, it would shoot the one just to the right of it. During my second go at it, I just aimed at the target to the left and hit the $50 bill squarely in the center. Clearly, the target was weighted because it rocked back a tiny bit, but it didn't drop. So I kept reloading and aiming just to the left of the bill. I was a fairly good shot, and I didn't miss a shot the whole time I was playing the game. After a few shots, I noticed it was slowly inching back, and I was starting to get excited. Another 15 to 20 shots later, the carnival worker was putting another target back that someone else shot down. But he reached up and then moved my target back to the front of the rail. I am non-confrontational by nature, but I was freaking fuming because it took a while to get it close to dropping, so I just kept shooting at it, knowing it was a virtual guarantee that it would drop eventually. After another round of 15 to 20 shots, I hit it and it teetered back quite a bit, but it came back forward and didn't fall. As I was reloading, the worker speedwalked over again, moved it back to the front, and smirked at me when he was walking back to the side. To say I was angry would be a gross understatement. I stood there for a very brief second staring at him, wondering if I should say something. Keep shooting, shoot him, or just give up. Normally, I just walk away from whatever is making me angry or upset, but I must have had some pent-up anger at the time because I grabbed the cork gun by the butt, swung it at the table, and broke the barrel off. I took what was left of the gun and threw it at the targets and knocked a bunch of them off the rail and just walked away. I could hear the guy yelling stuff like, "Get the frick out of there, he's gonna call the cops, sue me, blah blah blah," but I just kept walking. I hope that gun was worth more than $50, you idiot. Honestly, OP, good for you, because all these carnival games are a scam at the end of the day, aren't they? Like, come on, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. He wants to entice you with that $50 bill, but he knows he's not actually supposed to give it away. No one's ever meant to win that money. That's just a fact. I mean, look, who knows how much it costs to fix that gun, but ultimately, like, if you're being that scammy, you kind of deserve it. Like, you hit it so many times, you're about to knock it down, and the guy literally breaks the game and puts it back up. That's not fair. That's not in the rules. So you know what? I think either you're owed the $50, or yeah, break it. I don't care. It's like those hand-grabbing ones, you know, the claw, where you think you're going to get it, and oh, for whatever reason, it just pulls away at the last second. Yeah, maybe because it's meant to. Like, they don't want you to win. It's just scammy. I don't like them, and that is why you did the right thing. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this. You're out and about in the streets, and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally, you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on, and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. I have to pay to print personal stuff at work. So do you, boss. Many years ago, I worked for an organization providing frontline customer service. It was a decent place to work, but our manager had lots of rules. One of the rules is that we couldn't do any personal printing with the printers at work. If we did, we were expected to pay 50 cents per page for black and white printing and $1 per page for color. I'm not sure who made this rule, but the manager was constantly reminding us. Our desks were not assigned, meaning any day you could be sitting at any desk depending on your assigned task for the day. One day, I was interviewing for another job within the organization, but at another other location. Prior to the interview, the manager of the other location asked me if I'd mind printing a copy of my resume and bringing it with me, as their printers were down for the day. I said no problem and figured I'd print it at work since it was work-related. I was sitting at a desk that did not have a printer at it. The closest printer was located between my manager's desk and an employee desk, so I printed it and stood up to go and get it. Before I go to the printer, my manager got there first. My print job went ahead of hers. When she saw what I'd printed, she said, "OP, this looks like a personal print job." I explained it wasn't, but she disagreed, and she said since it had nothing to do with our day-to-day work, I had to pay $2 for 4 black and white pages. I begrudgingly paid up. I asked her what happened to the money, and she said she always put it in the Christmas party fund. Alright. A few weeks later, I was sitting at the desk with the printer at it. It was lunchtime, and everyone except my manager agreed to go to a nearby restaurant for lunch. I'd walked out of our building and realized I forgot my wallet, so I quickly ran back in to get it. When I got to my desk, I could hear the printer going. I was curious as to what was being printed, as it was spitting out page after page. I quickly glanced at the pile and saw at least 100 pages printed in color, announcing a sweet 16 for Trista, our manager's daughter. It very obviously belonged to my manager. My manager came out of the bathroom a moment later and seemed shocked to see me standing there. I picked up the pile and passed it to her and told her our Christmas party fund was going to be getting a big boost. She said nothing, but looked really uncomfortable. A few weeks later, our district manager made his quarterly visit. He talked about the upcoming Christmas party and how excited he was for it. I decided it was time for some petty revenge. I raised my hand and said, "Just wondering how much we've accumulated this year for the Christmas party from print jobs." He looked so confused and asked me to explain what I meant, so I told him our manager's rule. He got really quiet and said he'd have to review this. The next day, my manager sent an email saying the printing rule was something she was misinformed on and would be abolished immediately. Me, being the little stirrer I am, hit reply all and asked what would happen to the already accumulated funds. Someone else said we should have a nice healthy fund for a pizza lunch, and everyone agreed. The next day, I hear my manager ordering 10 pizzas for lunch. She also used her own personal credit card to pay for it all. Do I think she was pocketing the printing money all along? Absolutely. But it was fun making her swear and then having to spend nearly $300 the next day to make up for it. See, this one is fantastic. The only problem I've got with it though is that if your boss genuinely was stealing the money, then that is theft because she's told all her employees, including UOP, that it's for one thing, the money's going to a communal Christmas event, whatever, holiday season event. But if she's actually taking it and using it for her own, you know, whatever, then that is stealing from you. And that is illegal. I mean, at least in the end, you got some great pizza from it. But wow. If she is genuinely stealing from her own employees, then I feel like she deserves a little bit more than just some petty revenge. X left me for a good friend. So now I'm going to meet and work for their favorite artist. Last year, my partner of many years, who I was ready to propose to and marry, and one of our good friends, started getting far more close than I was really comfortable with during a period I was working long and hard to provide for us. She started getting distant and they were cozying up. Eventually, they tried to guilt me into accepting a polyamorous relationship, which I wasn't cool with, and when I ultimately put my foot down on the idea, she ended up choosing them over me. My ex tried to turn the entire friend group against me, which didn't work, but did scar me mentally, and I found out a lot of other terrible things she's been doing, like using my money for parties or spending it on her now current partner, my ex-friend. She constantly trashed me on social media when I never talked bad about her, even after all the hurt and pain I went through. I went through a massive depressive episode that I'm still struggling with today, losing my business, sanity, and even my human will to live. It was the darkest time of my life for this and some other reasons, but I kept reminding myself that I have to outlive my enemies, and a life well lived is the best revenge one can have. So I set the plan in motion. There's a very famous DJ my ex has a huge tattoo for and absolutely loves more than anything, besides Molly probably. And her new partner is a massive fan as well. I believe they even traveled to go see said artist recently. Travel was our big thing I got her into. And while I had this plan for a while, I kicked it into overdrive and finally got it done after finding that out. I worked many years as a videographer slash photographer in the touring music world. It was the dream that I eventually gave up to be at home more and focus on building our relationship more as I got older. During my career, I worked with some decently known artists and built a few important connections. I opened up my old contact list and went down the rabbit hole until I was able to get in contact with this DJ's team and get set up to be paid handsomely for doing touring work, running fan meetups, managing their Instagram content, etc. My work and name will be promoted all over their socials for my ex and partner to see, and you best believe I'll be taking plenty of selfies. And while my original motivation was pure spite, I'm super excited to be following my dreams again and getting another opportunity to be a creative, plus meeting so many amazing new people on the road again. You know what? I'll rate that, because let's be honest, jealousy can only get you so far. Yes, I think in my opinion that jealousy can actually be a good thing short term to drive competitiveness and, you know, get what you really want, especially in this situation, right? I can imagine the fire in your belly to just really get this job and stick it to your ex would be amazing and probably a really good drive. But long term, you don't really want to do that, right? Because it's not going to give you any long-lasting joy and you're just going to feel toxic about it. So the fact that you're doing this for your own personal enjoyment and because it's also your dream is a very good long-term factor. I mean, just look at this comment that I've seen down below. The best revenge is success. People want others to fail and to know they can live rent-free in your head. People like that thrive off being the center of attention. Live your life. Enjoy the opportunities that come your way. Don't let someone who doesn't matter and doesn't contribute to your life be a factor. Congratulations on your success. This random internet stranger will be cheering you on from the sidelines, as will I. I mean, I completely agree. Pretty much do what you enjoy, and that will be the success of your life.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Life. Boss didn't want to approve a short leave, so instead I availed a long one. I work with a large organization having multiple branches in every state across the country. I'm the head of one such branch. My boss, the regional manager, controls around 15 such branches in a region cluster. During August this year, I'd asked my boss for a 5-day leave for September, which he'd promptly granted. I then informed HR about it, suggesting him to temporarily arrange for somebody to run my branch for the week. This was required because, one, due to some corporate directives, some of the branches, including mine, couldn't run without a branch head being physically present in the office. And two, enabling someone from inside the branch to substitute for me wasn't possible due to the technicalities. HR assured me there was plenty of time to arrange for my temporary substitute, so I didn't think much about it, since anyway, it was their job to take care of in case of leaves. My dumb butt didn't imagine it would be crucial to get the leave approved formally, in writing, because before this, nobody had ever faced something like what I was about to experience. Come the last working day before I go on my leave, I asked our HR about who would take care of my branch in my absence. He flatly stated that there was no one available in the region cluster who he could depute to my branch in my stead, as many employees in our region are on leave because of festivities this week. You're telling me this now? Anyway, I fail to understand how that's my problem, given that my leave was already granted a month ago. We'll have a discussion with the RM, my boss. I called him up. Apparently, the HR rep had already had a talk with him regarding this matter before I even called him. How could you intend to go on leave during this time when we are already under so much pressure due to the sudden staff shortage? On top of that, our company's audit is due next month, he said. But you'd already approved my leave 1 month ago. No, I'm sure I must have said that I would think about it. Absolutely not. I wouldn't have booked my tickets and planned my travel to my hometown to see my parents if you hadn't confirmed the leave. This went to and fro for a while, and I was exasperated from this argument. By the end, I felt really humiliated that I had almost to beg for a leave. Fine, I won't go. At that point, I arguably felt my dignity was more important than a few days off work. Huh? Okay. He was at a loss of words at my sudden giving up. So my leave stood cancelled. My tickets had to be cancelled. Money wasted. And I was left utterly exhausted of this BS. A few days later, we got a notification for the yearly interstate staff soccer tournament being arranged by corporate. If selected, I'd be playing for my state. And the tournament, from selections to the final, would go on for a month. Now, soccer happens to be one of my favourite sports, so guess who just applied and got selected in the state team? Now, here's the funny thing about sports and activities that are arranged by our company's corporate centre. The top management takes these seasonal events very seriously. If you are a participating employee, nothing or nobody on this planet could make you rather go back to sit on your chair and mind your job instead of participating. So as it appeared, although not on a leave per se, I was all set to go on a month-long tour across the country playing soccer without having to worry about managing a branch and getting paid in the process. Even irrespective of my leave fiasco, this was a dang good thing to get involved in. Now, just in case some of you are wondering how on earth this is even a thing. Yes, extravagant events like these are not unheard of in big / Fortune 500 companies. OP's organization is a large conglomerate and the third largest employer in their country. Still, it always beats my logic that they can spare some 150 to 200 employees for a month just for fun. Yet there are some regions that are plagued with staff scarcity. Anyway, my boss's office was eventually informed about my participation in the event and was advised to excuse a participant from his duties till the tournament was over. The day before leaving, I drove down to the RM's office to formally inform him, from my end, about me competing in the event and my ensuing month-long absence that is to be expected. He looked expressionless and just feebly asked me, "Why did you really participate?" "Well, you see," I replied, "had I happened to be at my hometown on a short leave this week, I wouldn't have been able to participate in the tournament at all or even try for the selections. Sad I couldn't go on that leave." The defeated look on his face was priceless. Okay, look, normally, as you lot know, at the end of these stories, I give my opinions on the story itself and, in this case, the petty revenge. However, I don't care about any of that because I've just heard that some big companies allow you to try out for a national or state soccer football team and go and play for a month against other regions in your company while getting paid to do so and not having to do your actual job. Can I get a job at one of those companies, please? Because that is literally the definition of a professional footballer, right? Getting paid to play football, which is what you're doing. How? That is unbelievable. I want to, I'll wash the kits, mate. That is sensational. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, it's phenomenal revenge nonetheless, and it is extremely petty. But even if none of that happened before, I would still be on the, I'll be trying out, I'll be making the team, I'll be captain, mate. Let me play, let me dominate the midfield. Let me just spray the ball around, a little bit of touch, 99% passing completion, and also a couple of absolute bangers from 35 yards. Trust me, I play the game. I mean, look, being serious, it's a bit of a shame / horrific that you were given leave and then it was taken away last minute and you lost a lot of money. Like, even without this football stuff, you really shouldn't be taking that. And I think ultimately you've got to be looking for another job here because that is crazy. Imagine you had to go to like a wedding or something that was just incredibly serious that you actually had to get leave for. You had it all locked in, you thought you were ready to go, but no, they took it away last minute. That would be catastrophic. But that aside, you get to play in a football tournament for your company. That is amazing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.